Hi, my name is Nathan Totten, and today we're starting something new for Cloud Cover. We're calling these Cloud Cover Shorts. So what we're going to be doing, we're recording a couple today, and we'll probably be doing more of these in the future, assuming you guys like them, is basically recording quick 5-10 minute interviews with Windows Azure customers, kind of learn about what they're doing, and learn a little bit about their development, how they're using Windows Azure, what they like about Windows Azure, anything like that. So really casual, short interviews, thus Cloud Cover Shorts. So our first segment here, we have Bill Bott, who is from, I forgot what company you're from now.
Televent,
that's right. Yep. So he's here visiting Microsoft for some secret work that we can't talk about on the show. But you're here too. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how you use Windows Azure.
All right, well, as you already know, I'm Bill Bott, and I'm with Televent. We have actually been talking about using Azure for, I think it goes into the years now, over a year, and really just got our hands on the keyboards here just a couple of months ago,
okay,
where we're just starting to kind of churn out the plan that we've been talking about here. We develop solutions for utility companies,
okay,
mostly electric, but not exclusively. And it just seems like a really good fit for the type of services that we provide to utilities.
Okay.
They're really looking to take a lot of these disparate systems, from their planning systems to their response emergency systems to SCADA operations. SCADA is a computer operated device that's on the electrical network.
Okay.
And tying those things all together. And it sounds like, when you look at all of these disparate systems and say, how can we kind of bring those all in, Azure certainly looks like a platform that's capable, in fact, probably designed for a situation like that, where you're really tying a lot of services back in, being able to scale those up and down as needed, et cetera, et cetera. So,
great. So are these things that you develop, do they run all around the world? Or are they just regionally located? How does that work, or assuming you were to deploy them to Windows Azure, or I guess even right now?
Right now, they're usually operated just by the customer behind a firewall.
Okay.
I mean, they're on-premise right now.
Gotcha.
They're on-premise systems. So what pieces of that can we take and put into a cloud platform? What can we expose to customers? And they are all around the world.
Okay.
I mean, from Australia to Europe to North America and South America. We have to find exactly, or do a good job of defining, what are those common pieces of the infrastructure that we can get out to our customers.
Gotcha. Yeah. So the idea is potentially move a bunch of stuff to Windows Azure and then still possibly connect those using something like Windows Azure Connect to some of their on-premise, because they're still going to need some on-premise systems, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing about the utility companies, too, they're very concerned about security.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned about data integrity. And these are all things that Azure does very well, but they're pretty skeptical.
Yep.
And so I think it's going to be kind of a piecemeal move into the cloud space.
Yep.
And that's exactly, you covered it pretty well. We're just going to move some parts of that system up into Azure. And then over time, we can see a majority of that system being on Azure.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's a pretty common, I mean, we see that as a pretty common trend where, maybe like, for example, like healthcare or personal records,
right,
where a company would be reluctant to move those to a cloud, either just for, their own personal, their own reasons, or even from a legal or compliance standpoint.
Yep.
Maybe they would move part of their system, compute or other things, mm-hmm, to Windows Azure. So it seems like a pretty common solution, and we definitely have, Windows Azure Connect, various ways to do that securely. So it sounds like that would be a good solution, and interesting,
yep,
study for,
yep,
interesting, no, interesting for you guys to put together.
So what we're doing right now is we're kind of looking at applications that are kind of built around the data that is less critical to them. So
okay,
maybe not necessarily their network infrastructure that is controlling actual devices out there, but how about planning? How about subdivision? A utility needs to go out there and do some assessing of an area for a new subdivision development. Is that the type of data that can go out there somewhere that's less critical, that if it were somehow viewed by the public, would that be a deal breaker for us?
So
we have to kind of pick our applications, pick our data a little bit carefully, but
because I assume some of the do you guys write software that like I could turn a nuclear power plant on or crank it up, or is it that kind of stuff?
Well, if it was that easy to just turn a nuclear power plant on with a switch, yeah. But no, we have systems. Actually, we have a pretty big division in Serbia.
Okay.
And They do a lot of work with a DMS, which is a distributed management system,
okay,
which actually interfaces directly with those devices. And
gotcha.
It's the type of thing that you see in the movies where there's a real-time network up there, and when something changes on the screen, when you see that switch open or close, there's an actual physical device that's changing there.
Hmm.
So you are actually turning on and off services
to
clients now.
Interesting.
Going to the degree of a nuclear power plant, probably not so much. There's a few other steps in there to turn that
hopefully,
on.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, we would think
that
so.
That would be troubling, yeah.
It would be.
Okay, cool. So, it makes sense where some of that stuff is very, very mission critical,
mm-hmm.
either for latency or security. You would keep that on-premise. But, yeah, I can see where it'd be, you know, where you could very easily scale up some new services or existing mm-hmm. services to the cloud. So, in your evaluations, what particular parts of Windows Azure are you looking at using or are using?
I would say, what parts are we not looking at using? I mean, everything that we see in Azure right now, and we have a little bit of insight into maybe what's coming too, or some ideas anyway at this point. And I see benefit to all the systems. It sounds kind of like a cop-out, but you look at all the pieces that are there and you say, yeah, what about this? Oh, actually, we could use that. What about the service bus? Yeah, we could use access control. Yes, we could use that. Table storage, blob storage, queues. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing just kind of, it seems like the pieces were very well thought out.
Cool.
What are the critical pieces that need to be in a platform as a cloud? So some very bright minds at Microsoft sat down, figured that out, and put those all out there, and those happen to be nothing's coming to mind right now as far as, well, definitely we're not going to use that. So
interesting.
I see a solution utilizing most, if not all, the services.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So is there any, besides the security, is there any technical barrier or anything that you see having to overcome with Windows Azure that maybe we could do a better job at, or that you just think from your systems, how you guys build things, it might be difficult?
I think one thing, you know, most developers that come from maybe a desktop background, desktop development, or even just I don't know, websites or web services, the one thing that you have to consider is how's the cost factor into my design? Because anybody can come up with a really, really swoopy design that, you know, makes sense, but does it make sense economically? And I guess if there were some costing calculators in there, I know that there's already some out there that they present at kind of the business level for the various pieces in there, but I can see development really needing something along those lines that could, you know, push a solution up to the cloud and say, okay, give me a rough estimate about what will be the cost with this if this happens, if I push this much data, or if I use the compute for this long.
I see.
And I think developers and architects have to be conscious of that. It's critical, right?
One thing for the business person to say, oh, you know, storage costs this, compute costs this, here's my budget. It's another thing for a developer to say, oh, this feature looks really cool. I'm going to use it regardless of the cost is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you built a system where you sent a trillion messages to service bus, that may, you know, but there was another way to do it that was maybe less expensive.
Right.
You would probably want to look at the, you know, if you could do it with compute for free or very low cost versus potentially a huge cost on, say, service bus with a large number of messages. That would affect your design decisions.
Yeah, if there's some way you can take those messages, create a digest, put it in table storage, pull it out when you need to, or something like that.
Gotcha.
All the transactions that you're doing, the compute usage, is this really an optimal algorithm that I have here? Could I offload some of this somewhere else? Could I put this thing in blob storage instead of having multiple writes to table storage? Yeah, there's all kinds of considerations in there, and you want to learn those sooner than later.
Cool.
That's what I'm taking away from it.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Any other last words of wisdom or?
I don't know. I don't feel very wise at this point because you know, this is kind of it's a different playground, so to speak, for us right now. So I'm, in some ways, I'm really excited. In other ways, I'm kind of humbled about the prospects of this. But overall, looking forward to seeing what kind of opportunities the cloud will bring to us, Azure will bring to us. And I don't know. I don't have any parting words of wisdom, but maybe check back with you next year.
That's all right.
And I'll come up with something.
That's all right. We'll have you on again. And then after, maybe if you come back, we'll have you on after you've really adopted Azure in a year or whatever it may be, and we'll have you on, and then you can tell us about your experience.
Love to.
So very cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot. And this is our first episode of Cloud Cover Shorts. So we'll see how it goes. Hope it seemed first one seemed to go well. Pretty painless.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. You bet. Thank you.